Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It is a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time now to have a special celebration of somebody that's been part of the Super League for such a long time. Jodie Gibson, thank you as always. Game at the weekend on Sunday, you went out on a high, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I spoke about my fairy tale ending, and from the start of the season, we were really bold in saying we wanted to have that three-peat as a Loughborough Lightning franchise, and I dreamt of lifting that trophy on Sunday, and that was going to be the fairy tale ending. But to come away with a silver medal, it still feels like a fairy tale ending. I played at the O2 Arena, like Super League netball really has been something special this year. And I think I've seen lots of different changes to the league. But I think until Sunday, when you stepped out in front of 10,000 people, that's when you really realise that netball's starting to really build again. And it's amazing to finish my career at O2 Arena, playing in front of that incredible crowd, playing with my team. And yeah, unfortunately, we came away with that silver medal, but still, the ending that I could never have dreamt of. So yeah, an amazing end to my career.
It was an amazing game as well for the neutral fan as well. Just being at the O2, being on that court. Heck, yeah. Beyonce's been there.
I was there a few weeks ago watching Usher, like one of my favourite artists. So the fact I got to be backstage, stepping into that arena, and you say a neutral, but Andy, I promise you, we walked out and it was like, who here's for Loughborough? And it was like, woo! Which, amazing, so many Loughborough fans turned up. But then it was like, who's here for London Pulse? It was like, yeah! I was like, okay, we are in London. And it felt like that.
What was it like to be on court playing part of it?
Amazing. Like, I just haven't seen a game like that before in the UK. I think when you've gone over to Australia, you see that. I watch Suncorp every Saturday, Sunday morning, and you see the record crowds that were attending those games, and you hear the atmospheres. But to actually be on court, walking out to that roar, every moment in the game, there was cheers. There was one time there were boos. There was everything in that game. And it was the perfect end to my career. It was just a real pinch me moment.
Plenty of teams. Lightning, Thunder. Well, there's two to start off with. That initial time you spent at Lightning, would that include the likes of Jade and Amma?
No, it didn't. No. So when I went to Loughborough Lightning back in 2011, it was a university team. There was lots of university players there. I think in that team we had Afrika Morris, who was a Jamaican international. We had James Ford-Watley, Lauren Steadman. It was a lot of university players that were in that team. Becky James, Welsh international, was probably our biggest name in that team at that time. But yeah, there was no Jay Clark, no Amma Brazy. I think at that time those two were back in New Zealand playing in those leagues.
Jade, obviously, you would have had the chance to play with her at Thunder, and Sarah was part of that team as well.
Yeah. The duo that was Sarah Bayman and Jay Clark were in that team at Northern Thunder when I first got signed. And I think, in all honesty, I didn't think until probably later in my career did I really appreciate having those two in my team. I think I was just a young girl living in the moment. I played netball, I love netball, but I don't think I really appreciated who was around me. Like, looking back, the leadership and the work ethic and everything else that Sarah Bayman and Jay Clark bring to an environment was insane. And I think when I then stepped on a court with them later in my career, probably when I went back to Loughborough, back to Manchester, after I returned back in 2012, 2013, that's when I thought, wow, this is something special to get to play with these guys.
Got to ask you briefly about Stars as well. No money has exchanged hands, but what about the on-court style of Becky Orr?
Becky Orr.
You had Marika there as well.
We had so many stars in that team. Becky Orr was amazing, an incredible teammate. I think for the first season, spent probably 90% of her time on court on the floor.
Yeah.
She, but again, her work ethic, her attitude and how she led the team in moments was amazing. And I think I'd be really privileged, I guess, to play in so many franchises. And I think a lot of people go, you've been at four franchises, but I wouldn't change that in my career at all because of the coaches, the players, the environments that I've been a part of. And some have really served me better than others, but I wouldn't be the person I am today, I would say, without having this journey and being at all these franchises and playing with some of the best. Pumza Mwaini, Marika, Holthausen, so many amazing players. My first coach, I have to say this, my first coach at Seven Stars was Monya Gerard. Like, can you believe Monya Gerard? That's insane. When I heard her name, it was just, okay, I have to go there. She's one of the best players, best defenders that ever played this game. So to have her be my coach in that season was really special.
You're going out on a high, on your own accord, really. Had you wanted to see how this new era would work before you'd made any decisions you were going to give it another season?
No.
Okay, good answer. Next question.
No, I feel really privileged to even have played this year in Super League 2.0. I think last year when I was leaving Services Mavericks, I had to make a decision of whether I wanted to continue to play or whether I wanted to retire. And within me, I wanted to play. I wanted to play, but I didn't know where I would play. I think I'm from Manchester, so I've relocated home. In Manchester, there's Manchester Thunder, there's Leeds Rhinos close by. And they're probably the only two teams I would have considered, but Greggy has got some of the greatest defenders in that team. And I really respect and honour her coaching style. And I think I know, I can see her plan and I can see what she wants for Thunder. And I just didn't fit that plan. And we didn't have a conversation, but I just know that about Manchester Thunder. I spoke to Liana in the off-season, but I got a phone call day one of contract negotiations from Vic Burgess. And I thought, am I even good enough to be playing another season? Am I even good enough to go to Liverpool Lightning? And I can't tell you enough, Andy, how much I have loved this year of netball. Can't tell you how much of a privilege it's been, one, to return back to Liverpool Lightning, but also two, to be a part of this new era of Super League 2.0. It's been amazing. And I still hope to be part of Super League moving forward in some capacity. I don't know what that looks like, but I'm hoping I'll be next-gen Super League. I'll be around netball, I can assure you that.
What's it like now that season's over and contract window opens? Is that always a bit touch and go as a player?
It is. I think most players this year, because we entered this new era of netball, have already got a two-year contract. They signed 2 years. So a lot of players this year probably have that relief of thinking, thank goodness I don't have to worry about whether my team's going to re-sign me, whether I've got to have more difficult conversations around maybe wanting more pay or wanting different things in my contract. So I think last year was that real difficult time for us as players. We all ended Super League of what we knew it was like to now enter this new era. So a lot of us had those conversations then, and they're not easy. You're waiting for your phone to ring on day one. It doesn't ring on day one. You're thinking, well, is that it? Am I done? Is no one going to sign me? And it's an awful place to be. And what I find interesting about netball is you hear things, people speculate from players, whether like your friends will say things they've heard, but actually your coaches, and if you're in a franchise, they don't tell you who they're going to sign. You don't even know who's coming to your team, who's sticking around. It's all
even
quite
the showcases.
It's all very secretive. Most of the times I've been in franchises, you get into a WhatsApp group and that's when you realise who your team is. It's mental. And
Jordy has been added. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, basically. Yeah, then you're looking down and you're like, yeah, they've signed this person, that person. But it is very secretive. And maybe it may change now. It's the signing window's different. And I think because previously contract negotiations would start, then you're not hearing anything until October or later. And it's a long period. So you kind of lots of speculation. So yeah, hopefully netball changes a little bit more and we become less secretive around who's being signed, and there's a bit more talk around that, because I think netball needs that, and I think to continue creating that buzz in the off season.
Have you found that the work sport balance has got any better this season?
I laugh and think not for me, but I do for other For other girls, definitely. I think it's been great this year to have larger salaries and more support and things like that. So,
not to me, larger salaries, not to me.
But for me, it's more that, like, my salary changed and I was really fortunate to have an increase in salary along as many girls in the league as well. But I knew I was coming to the end of my career. I knew that I'm a full-time PE teacher. I knew I had to continue to do that because I only had a year, 2 years left in my career. So for me, it wouldn't make sense to step away from my job, even to go part-time, to play netball. So this year has been busy. I've lived on the M6, but I wouldn't change it for the world. I'm going to tell you something, actually. It's quite funny. So I got a brand new car maybe 2-3 weeks ago, and I've already done, in 2 weeks, 4,600 miles on my car.
Is that even possible?
Crazy. So I'm looking forward to leaving my car parked outside for the summer and let the tank of petrol last me for maybe 2 weeks instead of 2 days.
Not anymore, yeah.
Hello, everyone. My name is Jadine van der Merwe, and you are listening to The Netball Show.
It's The Netball Show with Flyhawk, back with Jody Gibson. Jody, how do you think Next Gen's working at the minute? Lightning won the whole thing, but signs that we've needed something like that for a long time?
Absolutely. I think I've really enjoyed Next Gen. I think I've really enjoyed having them in our environment. They've added so much value into our environment. And I think typically after under-21s, there's never been anything else for players to go into. Players would have to go play prem or be a training partner, but that didn't always end up making them be a full-time contracted player. So actually, I think Next Gen's been great. You've seen Loughborough Lightning. We won the league this year at Next Gen, but also so many of those girls have been looked at from other franchise coaches and picked up. So Selena Appleby-Prince, Antonia Mitchell, just to name two, they went across to Dragons and Birmingham Panthers, and they got those opportunities. So I think without the Next Gen League, a lot of those girls would have aged out and they wouldn't have been given those opportunities. India Massa, she's probably the prime example. She was too old for under-21. She played at Panthers' Next Gen squad and then got elevated into Manchester Thunder. We wouldn't have seen India Massa last season if there wasn't a Next Gen squad. And I think that is amazing because we have that. What I would like to see, though, potentially next year is maybe increasing that age category. So having more girls who are a little bit older, so maybe the 25 to 26 age range, maybe those girls getting more opportunities at Next Gen, and then you're lowering the gap then even more, shortening the gap even more between Super League and the age range as well. So, but I'm a huge fan. I think I've noticed, I've seen, I've celebrated so much talent this year that I probably would have never noticed before. So yeah, I'm a huge fan of Next Gen.
And the nice thing is as well, it's also continued to give us that chance to see Jade and George.
Absolutely. George Inger Fisher is another example of this. We wouldn't have seen George at all this year if she was a training partner. So the fact that we got to watch her in Next Gen and then we got to see her make that return for London Mavericks this year in Super League is amazing. I'm so proud of George. She had such a turbulent journey with her knee, and I had a similar journey with my own injury. So to see her come back to court and dominate how she has, I've just been so proud of her. So yeah, it's been a great league for that.
What have you made of Panthers and Forest?
Great. Really great teams. I think it's been amazing as well for us at Loughborough Lightning to have those derbies now. We've got the West Midlands derby. Well, the West Midlands team of Panthers, and we've got the East Midlands derby with Nottingham Forest. But I think they've come into this league and really made an impact. I think Nottingham Forest, for one, they have been outstanding and actually probably some of my favourite games. I know we lost against Forest in both matches this season, but the atmosphere in both of those games was amazing. And I'm just so proud of Chelsea Pittman as well. Like, a friend of mine, a fellow teammate, I think she's done amazing. And I think a lot of the players at Forest this year, so the Hannah Laytons, Iona Christian, wow, what a season she's had. I think those players have been stars this year, and it's been amazing to see that. And at Panthers as well, I think Panthers had probably more of a challenging year, but to see them come into form at the end of the year, it was amazing. And you think, if Jo Tripp had all her team available to her from the start of the season, what could that team have done? But yeah, hopefully next year we'll see a lot of those players retained, and we'll see great coaches brought into Birmingham Panthers And we'll see them having a really great year because those players deserve it. They've got some of the best players. Betsy Creek, wow, what a season she had. And I think those players, yeah, they deserve it. And the better competition it is, the more people will watch it and stick around. So I really hope that, yeah, next year is just as good for those teams.
I mentioned Chelsea, special time goal course, that'll be up there somewhere, won't it?
Absolutely. I think it's got to be one of the greatest moments of, not in my sporting career, but of my life. Standing on that podium, receiving that gold medal at the Commonwealth Games was... I still get goosebumps now, many years later.
I have to talking to you.
Yeah, still get goosebumps. And you know, Andy, actually, I remember being in Northumbria as we came back from the Commonwealth Games and you and I having an interview at that Team Northumbria game when I played for Seven Stars. That's a vivid memory in my mind. I remember
Thank
that.
Thank you very much.
yes. So, yeah, an amazing moment in my career and one that I will never forget and one that I'm so grateful that I was a part of.
Has there been, I'm going to ask you this anyway, but has there been anyone in that fantastic career that's always been there for you that you know that you can ring and maybe get a bit of advice from?
Oh, gosh, Andy, you're going to make me cry here. Yeah, many girls. I've been really lucky to actually that a lot of the girls that I started with, I finished my career with. So the likes of Beth Cobden. I remember Beth for my first ever England trial when we were, 15, 16 years old, and I'm now 32. And I started my elite career with her at England, and then I finished my playing career with her at Loughborough Lightning. So she's always been someone I've leaned on, and she's been amazing. Leila Guskov, the same, a really good friend of mine. It's, again, someone that's always been there for me. And I can't not mention Nat Metcalf. My goodness, Nat Metcalf as well. We played with each other at 14 years old at YW Berry. I will never forget, Nat Metcalf was the first player I saw run and flick the ball back into court and keep it on. I remember thinking, whoa, how does she know how to do that? So Nat has been a star from the very beginning. So to be able to share so many moments with her from age groups at England, 21s, going to the Commonwealth Games together, playing against her when she was Leeds Carnegie and I was Manchester Thunder and having that rivalry on court and then playing with her at Super League. She's been such a key person in my career and an amazing friend and now an amazing mummy as well to Miller, which Yay. Is amazing. It's so, so lovely. But yeah, I've had lots of amazing friends along this way and I've only named three, but I could name so many more.
I imagine you'll be taking a little bit of a breakaway, but netball will still be a big part of your teaching role as well.
It will be, yeah. And I do plan on taking a little bit of time away because my life has been fast-paced for a long time.
Full on?
It's been very full on. and yeah, but I've recently been appointed at a new school close to home as well, which is nice. And I'll still be doing, I'm a PE teacher, so netball will still be very integral in what I do. And then I hope that like Super League, Next Gen will also be a part of what I do as well. Maybe some punditry stuff, maybe some commentating. I don't know about commentating, actually. Hopefully some TV work, commentating, presenting, something. I don't plan on stepping away from netball at all. I just plan on taking a left step so my role looks different, but I'll still be there in netball.
I think the next thing is to maybe just leave you the space to thank those that have been part of your career.
There are so many people, and I hope I don't forget anybody, but the first person I want to thank is a lady called Ros Jeffers, who passed away many years ago, but she was the first person who recognised my talents when I was playing at for my primary school against local primary school. And she asked me to come and train at YWSA Bury. And that was the start of my journey. So without Ros recognising my talents, I wouldn't be here now. So I owe Ros so much. And then along the way, just all my coaches at YWSA Bury, the parents who became my parents. So I have a netball mum and netball dad because they were just all so supportive of me and they were friends' parents, but they became mine because they cared and loved me and showed me so much love and respect from the start until the very end. So those guys, Mike Greenwood, I can't not acknowledge Mike Greenwood. Again, he was someone who gave me an opportunity. He took me along over to Oldham Netball Club and gave me an opportunity to play at Oldham, play Prem 1. But also, he was the first person to send me for an England trial. I didn't have any belief in myself, but he believed in me. And Mike Greenwood is a legend of Northwest Netball and just Netball in general. Netball in general is a legend. So the fact that I can say that he was a part of my career is a huge honour. And there's so many girls from Jay Clark, Kerry Orman, to name a few, he was able to touch the hearts of and be part of as well, which is amazing. And then, oh gosh, who else? Everybody, just Karen Gregg, Tracy Neville, Kat Parler, who gave me a chance when I thought my career was over. I can't thank Kat enough. And then Vic Burgess. Oh God, there's so many coaches on board. Everyone. Yeah. But yeah, Vic Burgess is probably my last thank you of... Thank you for, again, when I thought my time was done in netball, I didn't think I was good enough, again, gave me enough opportunity to have my fairy tale ending. And just thank you. And I forgot Colette Thompson. How can I forget Colette Thompson? She is such an amazing person, such an amazing coach. And I really attribute the person I am today in many aspects to her, because she gave me some tough loving. But amazing, and very, very special woman. And I thank her for so much in my career. So yeah, that's probably the last person, but I've missed so many.
So many.
I've been really privileged to have so many people be part of this journey. So thank you.
Head coach of Panthers is up next season. Would that be something that you'd fancy?
Absolutely not.
Okay, not true.
Absolutely not, Andy. Maybe you should go for that. You've got a great netball brain.
Yeah, but I haven't got my coaching badges. But I've got time to get them, haven't I?
Exactly. I know a few people. Maybe we can sort something out for you.
Oh, very good. Jodie, good luck in what you do next. And yeah, just thanks from me as well.
No, thank you. Thank you for having this platform for netball and for always driving it forward. Without you and people like you, netball wouldn't be where it is now. So thank you. Thank you for everything you've done for us.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.